get mature, secure employment, and stability. The old belief that growing up meant choosing a job and sticking with it until retirement is no longer relevant. Today, professions like law and teaching show that skills can be applied in various specialized areas beyond traditional settings. Changes in technology and globalization often lead to more frequent job changes, sometimes not by choice. While this era of instability brings challenges, it also offers chances to rethink goals, interests, and aspirations. Success is no longer solely defined by salary or climbing the corporate ladder. Many now seek fulfillment and happiness in roles that align with their passions. For instance, consider a home health aide in Los Angeles who spends hours assisting elderly clients each week despite earning a modest income. Most aides earn around $10 per hour. With an aging population expected to double by 2060, there will be a growing need for elder care workers, estimated at 1.8 million by 2025. This elder boom is seen as an opportunity to create meaningful employment for many who have been marginalized, redefine success in careers. White-collar jobs were once seen as the ultimate symbol of success. However, chasing higher salaries doesn't always lead to a happier life. Employees in sedentary roles, dealing with the public, and facing excessive work stress often struggle with depression despite earning more. There's a growing recognition of the value in unskilled blue-collar jobs that require both mental and physical effort. Many individuals are stepping out of their comfort zones as traditional jobs no longer guarantee long-term stability. For instance, one marketing consultant found fulfillment by becoming a Zumba dance exercise instructor after leaving her stressful office routine. The legal profession, once known for its lucrative rewards and career growth, has seen a notable decline in interest. According to data from the American Bar Association, law school enrollments dropped significantly by about 30,000 students, or roughly 18%, from 2010 to 2014. This shift is attributed to the reluctance of many students to take on substantial debt for a degree that no longer guarantees high-paying jobs. Similarly, graduate school enrollment has also decreased notably. The declining demand for employment in humanities-related fields has led intellectuals and artists to explore opportunities beyond their usual specialties. Finding fulfillment in both your work and personal life is achievable without sacrificing one for the other. Many individuals stuck in jobs that are necessary but unfulfilling have discovered ways to nurture their creativity and sense of purpose beyond their work hours. They actively seek opportunities to explore their passions while also being realistic about the compromises they might need to make for financial stability. Adopt the change in work trends. The job market is evolving rapidly, especially with the recovery of the economy. While more jobs are becoming available, many traditional full-time positions that disappeared during economic hardships are no longer returning. Instead, there's a noticeable shift towards independent contracting and temporary work arrangements. Freelancing comes with its perks. It allows individuals to have more control over their work by selecting projects and collaborating with preferred partners. The rise of telecommuting has further expanded job options, with around half of the U.S. workforce now having the flexibility to work remotely at times. From 2005 to 2014, the number of regular telecommuters increased significantly by 103%. Rise of co-working and freelancing. Co-working has become a popular trend among virtual workers who share similar values and seek relationships through shared office spaces. Platforms like the Co-working Space Directory and companies like WeWork offer 63 venues in 18 cities worldwide for such collaborations. In these spaces, individuals work on their projects for different companies, appreciating the non-competitive atmosphere that values individuality over conformity. Instead of formal networking, Coworkers often develop friendships that can lead to additional freelance opportunities. Freelancing may seem daunting, but a 2014 national survey from Freelancing in America revealed encouraging statistics. Around 8 out of 10 freelancers reported earning income equal to or higher than what they made as employees, with 4 out of 10 making more money. While freelancers may struggle with obtaining health insurance and benefits, they enjoy the flexibility of working on multiple projects and generating income from various sources rather than relying on a single employer. This flexibility makes freelancing an attractive option for individuals with childcare responsibilities or other obligations outside of a traditional office setting. Money perception. In today's world, how people see themselves often conflicts with their actual financial situation. A recent study by the Pew Research Center revealed that a vast majority of Americans, from those struggling financially to those earning $100,000 annually, consider themselves part of the middle class. This perception is driven by various factors: the discomfort associated with being poor and the desire of wealthy individuals to appear humble. Additionally, many individuals in the middle class worry about economic challenges such as stagnant incomes and increasing expenses for healthcare and education, which may lead them to reconsider their standard of living. American families today earn slightly less than they did back in 2000. This change has brought about a sense of restlessness and dissatisfaction among people, challenging the long-held belief that money and possessions guarantee happiness. While money is essential for meeting our basic needs and offering us a degree of freedom and choices, the pursuit of wealth can sometimes become a habitual cycle. Interestingly, higher pay often brings more responsibilities and stress, leading many to reevaluate their priorities, especially after experiencing economic downturns like the Great Recession. Our childhood experiences play a significant role in shaping our attitude towards money. How we view money is often influenced by what we observe at home while growing up. For instance, one individual recalled covering for his parents when debt collectors arrived due to overspending during Christmas. This experience taught him to be financially cautious as an adult, passing on this prudent approach to his children, who learned to appreciate thriftiness and simplicity. The myth of keeping up with the Joneses. Many people strive to emulate the lifestyle of others, often without considering the true essence of that lifestyle. They may envy the perceived material wealth of their neighbors or peers, assuming it brings happiness and security. However, a critical question arises: are these material advantages truly conducive to a fulfilling life? Do they contribute to genuine happiness, meaningful relationships, and a balanced life filled with joy and relaxation? A survey conducted in 2010 involving around 450,000 Americans revealed an interesting insight. Beyond an annual income of $75,000, money does not significantly impact daily contentment. Surprisingly, about 34% of Americans earn this amount or more. Despite this data, many still cling to the belief that more money equates to greater happiness. What's intriguing is that our society doesn't encourage deep self-reflection on personal values or how money truly affects our overall quality of life. Modern fatherhood. The traditional view that women should handle childcare and household duties is evolving rapidly, especially with the increasing number of babies born outside of marriage. In the United States alone, approximately 100,000 same-sex couples are raising children. This shift has allowed men, with their enhanced work flexibility, to actively participate in nurturing children, managing household chores, and contributing to a loving family environment. Parenthood often brings a shift in priorities, making quality time with your child more significant than work. This shift is not exclusive to women. Men are also increasingly choosing to step away from unsatisfying jobs. According to the Pew Research Center, there has been a notable increase since 2001 in the number of men opting to become stay-at-home dads. James Norton, a new father, expressed his joy in the Christian Science Monitor, highlighting the simple pleasures of fatherhood, like seeing his son smile after changing his diaper. He values the bonding time they share and hopes it continues throughout their lives. Both men and women can appreciate diverse roles at different life stages, finding fulfillment in various aspects of life. Just as women desire recognition for their career pursuits without being judged negatively, men also prefer acknowledgement for their involvement in parenting without it being seen as extraordinary. Empower modern workplaces for family life. Many workplaces are adapting to the needs of modern families by offering extended family leave, flexible work arrangements, and even on-site daycare facilities. For example, Yahoo provides new mothers with 16 weeks of paid leave and fathers with 8, while Google offers 22 weeks for new moms and 12 weeks for dads. Bain & Company, a renowned consultancy, grants all new parents 12 weeks of paid time off, along with options for part-time work. However, despite these progressive policies, a majority of private sector companies still lack paid family leave options. Before the 2016 election, The Washington Post highlighted that about 75% of likely voters felt that workplace policies were outdated concerning modern family demands. This sentiment underscores the urgency for companies to rethink their approach to work-life balance. The shift towards accommodating family responsibilities is driven by a growing recognition that traditional workplace norms can hinder career progression for caregivers. Committing to caregiving often means sacrificing opportunities for leadership roles, which typically demand long hours and extensive time away from home. This dilemma resonates with many men and women today who are no longer willing to compromise their personal lives for professional success. Maximize your productivity and overcome information overload. In today's world, we're bombarded with information from all directions. Despite this, many of us insist on juggling everything at once, thinking we can handle it all. However, multitasking isn't the answer. It's stressful, unhealthy, and makes us less productive. To truly focus and achieve our priorities without getting overwhelmed, we need to make some tough choices. It's about putting aside less important things to concentrate on what matters most. Studies, like one conducted by Stanford University economist John Pencavel, show that trying to focus too intensely for too long can backfire. For instance, productivity starts dropping after 50 hours of work per week, and someone working 55 hours isn't any more efficient than someone working 70 hours. Cell phones are a double-edged sword. On one hand, they're handy for passing time and soothing discomfort. However, they can also trap us in a cycle of constant checking and sharing. According to the Internet Trends report from Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers, Americans check their phones 150 times daily and share over 500 million photos collectively. MIT professor Sherry Turkle's research in Alone Together reveals that adults' phone etiquette worsens in social settings. To break free from this cycle, actively engage with the world around you. In San Francisco, device-free drinks events encourage participants to surrender their devices and enjoy face painting, games, and other activities. Emmy-nominated filmmaker Tiffany Schlain promotes technology Shabbats, where her family unplugs for about 24 hours each Friday evening. These initiatives harness peer pressure positively, making it easier for individuals to embrace technological breaks. Explore creativity through boredom. Boredom isn't your foe. It can ignite your creativity or let you dive deep into your thoughts and ideas. However, breaking free from the smartphone's hold can be daunting. WNYC's The Bored and Brilliant Project, The Lost Art of Spacing Out, urged folks to remove apps, revealing how technology affects us. One person likened deleting Instagram to losing a friend, while another felt withdrawal symptoms like eye twitching without Twitter. Tech is undeniably powerful, aiding communication and offering new avenues. Yet, it can hinder real interactions and the joy of simple things. In Detroit, two pals created the Frerite, a basic digital typewriter sans distractions like spell check or the internet. It's a nod to simplifying tasks, showing that we're valuing simplicity again. Paying attention to each other doesn't have to be a lost skill. Key points. 1. Personal instability leads to goal reassessment and finding contentment with enough. 2. The American dream shifts to prioritize happiness and purpose over traditional success. 3. Childhood experiences shape your money mindset. 4. The lifetime career model is outdated as professional goals change. 5. Legal careers see an 18% drop in law school enrollment, indicating declining interest. 6. The U.S. needs 1.8 million healthcare workers by 2026, highlighting a significant demand. 7. Freelancers succeed in co-working spaces, balancing productivity and meaningful connections by disconnecting from electronics.